From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. California lawmakers have reached a budget deal that cuts $15 billion in spending. Nova Safo reports from Los Angeles.
The budget agreement between California's legislative leaders and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger calls for cuts in a wide range of state services, from welfare programs to the state prison system. More than half of the $15 billion in cuts would be in education. A health care program for children was among those spared from elimination, but it faces funding cuts that could relegate thousands of children onto a waiting list. These latest cuts come on top of billions already trimmed from the California budget earlier this year. Just as other states, California lawmakers are contending with shrinking tax revenues. California has some of the worst housing markets in the country and 11.5% unemployment. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the budget proposal on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Nova Safo in Los Angeles.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be presenting the Fed's semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress this morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Bernanke's testimony before the House Financial Services Committee will not only be a status report on the financial crisis and the recession, it will also look ahead to when Fed policymakers expect financial markets to stabilize and the economy to recover. The Fed has already released its mid-year forecast, which anticipates a smaller contraction of GDP growth, but a higher rate of unemployment than it projected in April. Next year, the Fed is expecting a moderate recovery. The question Fed watchers will be looking for Bernanke to address is, how long will the central bank maintain a highly stimulative credit stance with short-term interest rates near zero, and when will it start to tighten credit to ensure recovery is not accompanied by higher inflation? For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
President Barack Obama has summoned key House Democrats to the White House today to go over his health care overhaul. The plan is being buffeted by fiscally conservative Democrats as well as Republicans. Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee are to meet with the president this afternoon. It is the only one of three House panels considering health overhaul legislation that is yet to pass it. A committee drafting session lasted into the early hours of this morning. Committee Chairman Henry Waxman's main difficulties are with his own party, particularly a bloc of fiscally conservative Democrats. They oppose the legislation in its current form over costs and other issues. Oil prices hovered near $64 a barrel in Asian trading today as investors kept an eye on improving corporate results against weak crude oil demand. Benchmark crude for August delivery was up 18 cents to $64.16 a barrel. This is NPR News. People in the central Idaho town of Haley are showing their support for native son Bo Bergdahl. The army private is being held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. For weeks, the news of Bergdahl's capture was kept secret. Now that it's out, people in Haley and beyond are expressing their support for him. Doug Nedvornik from the Northwest News Network reports.
Zany's River Street Coffee House in Haley has become the unofficial clearinghouse for anything related to Bo Bergdahl. Flowers meant for his family are delivered there. Owner Sue Martin says residents are putting up yellow ribbons and posters to show their support.
This is an amazing community, and everybody just wants to know what can they do. And now there's some satisfaction that they can do something.
People from around the world are leaving messages for Bergdahl on Zany's Facebook page. Beyond the coffee house, Idaho Governor Butch Otter, local and military officials say they're keeping quiet out of respect for the Bergdahls. The family has issued a statement thanking people for their support and asking for privacy. For NPR News, I'm Doug Nadvornik.
The argument over the F-22 fighter jets could reach a climax today. Congress wants to buy the planes. The administration does not. An amendment to strip the F-22 money from a $680 billion defense spending policy bill is scheduled for a vote in the Senate. President Obama has threatened what would be the first veto of his presidency if the F-22 money remains in the final bill. Lawmakers from states that would benefit from manufacturing the jets want the money pumped into the aerospace and defense industries. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the money would be spent better elsewhere. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News. In Washington.